Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore S500 companies through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're focusing on Monolithic Power Systems MPS, a leader in high-performance analog and mixed-signal semiconductor solutions. We'll delve into how behavioral finance influences their strategies, DEI efforts, market adaptation, and compare them to other companies in the semiconductor sector. Let's get started.
Monolithic Power Systems operates in the highly competitive semiconductor industry. From a behavioral finance perspective, how do biases such as anchoring and overconfidence impact their strategic decisions in areas like technology development and market expansion?
Anchoring bias can influence monolithic power systems by causing them to rely heavily on historical performance or initial estimates when making strategic decisions. For example, if past product launches have been successful, they might anchor their expectations to those outcomes and overlook new market trends or emerging technologies that could impact future success. This could limit their ability to innovate or adapt to changing industry demands. Overconfidence can also play a significant role in their strategy. Monolithic power systems might overestimate their ability to predict market trends or the success of new technologies, leading to overly ambitious projects or investments. This overconfidence could result in misaligned strategies or failed product launches if market conditions shift or if competitors introduce disruptive technologies.
Recognizing and addressing these biases helps monolithic power systems make more informed decisions, balancing risk and opportunity effectively while staying competitive in the semiconductor industry.
Exactly. By managing these biases, monolithic power systems can enhance their innovation efforts and strategic planning, aligning more closely with market needs and long-term goals.
Let's discuss diversity, equity, and inclusion day at monolithic power systems. How do DEI initiatives intersect with behavioral finance for a company in the semiconductor sector?
DEI initiatives are crucial for monolithic power systems given their global operations and diverse talent pool. From a behavioral finance perspective, a strong DEI strategy can enhance the company's appeal to a broader range of employees and customers. By promoting inclusivity, monolithic power systems can foster a more innovative and effective workforce, bringing diverse perspectives into their technology development and operational strategies. For investors, a commitment to DEI reflects the company's dedication to ethical practices and social responsibility, which can improve its reputation and attract ESG-focused investments. Additionally, DEI initiatives can help monolithic power systems build stronger relationships with diverse communities and stakeholders, supporting long-term growth and market success.
Investors increasingly value DEI efforts, recognizing their impact on a company's reputation and overall performance, especially in sectors where inclusivity can drive innovation and competitive advantage.
Precisely. Integrating DEI into their corporate culture and strategies not only enhances monolithic power systems' market position but also attracts socially conscious investors and fosters a more inclusive and innovative environment.
Moving on to market adaptation, monolithic power systems operates in a rapidly evolving technology sector. How does the company adapt to these changes, and what role does behavioral finance play in this process?
Monolithic power systems adapts to technological advancements and market demands by investing in research and development, staying ahead of industry trends, and responding to customer needs. Behavioral finance insights help the company understand market sentiment and guide strategic decisions. For instance, as new technologies and applications emerge, monolithic power systems invest in developing cutting-edge solutions to meet these demands. By analyzing market data and consumer behavior, they can anticipate changes and make informed decisions about technology development and market strategies. This proactive approach helps them stay competitive and address evolving industry requirements.
This adaptability is essential for monolithic power systems as they navigate the complexities of technological advancements and shifting market dynamics.
Exactly. Leveraging behavioral finance insights helps monolithic power systems effectively manage market changes and maintain their leadership in the semiconductor sector.
Now, let's compare monolithic power systems to other semiconductor companies like Texas Instruments, Analog Devices, and Maxim Integrated. How do the behavioral finance dynamics differ among these companies?
Comparing monolithic power systems to Texas Instruments, Analog Devices, and Maxim Integrated reveals some interesting behavioral finance dynamics. Monolithic power systems focus on high-performance analog and mixed-signal solutions appeals to investors interested in niche markets and advanced technologies. Texas Instruments, with its broad product portfolio and significant market presence, attracts investors looking for stability and diverse offerings. Analog Devices' emphasis on precision and signal processing solution provides a different value proposition, focusing on high-quality, specialized applications. Maxim Integrated's strong position in analog and mixed signal solutions offers a similar appeal to monolithic power systems, but with a different focus on integrated circuits and system-level solutions.
Each company's behavioral finance dynamics influence how investors perceive their value and potential risks. Monolithic power systems' focus on high-performance solutions provides a unique position compared to its larger and more diversified competitors.
Absolutely. Understanding these dynamics helps investors assess the relative strengths and risks of each semiconductor company based on their strategies, market focus, and behavioral finance considerations.
To sum up, monolithic power systems' approach is significantly influenced by behavioral finance principles, whether it's through their technology development, market strategies, or DEI efforts. These factors play a crucial role in shaping their market position and investor perception.
That's right. By understanding these dynamics, we gain valuable insights into what drives monolithic power systems' performance and where the potential opportunities and challenges lie.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives.